Andre stopped. He helped the man up into a chair and let go with trepidation. Who was this strange man who declared that Andre was his grandson? Andre backed away slowly as he tried to reach the door. The professor pulled himself from the chair and had hot tears streaming down his wrinkled face. He looked at Andre with an exultant feeling. Andre, who stood by the door, looked at the man with sympathy in his eyes. Andre inched his way closer to the professor, trembling with fear. The professor sat Andre down. "Son, you may not know who I am, but you are the boy I've been looking for since your parents' death," exclaimed the professor. The young boy looked up at him with the uttermost confusion. He rose up from the chair and asked, "Are you telling me that you are my grandfather?" The professor wiped away the warm tears that rolled down his cheek. The professor looked up and nodded a reassuring look to Andre, who sat still with tears welling up in his eyes. After 23 years, he found family. He found someone he shared memories with. Made him feel special, like many of the children who had families. The two men rose from the chairs. Andre helped his grandfather to walk back down the rickety steps. Andre opened the door, smelling the refreshing air. The new world that was ahead of him. He looked at his grandfather and he looked back. Both shared a warm hug as they walked. They both walked into the distance of the smutty roads and the rambunctious Monte Carlo.